Echo. Echo. To the music, you know. I'm connect. Echo, echo, echo. Welcome to the real world. There's a new reality taking out old reality. That's right. It's happening as I speak. We can say we're taking down the matrix. That's it. Word by word, truth by truth, we're taking down the matrix. There's no turning back. We're heading into the future. You know, old reality will disappear. It's just a matter of time. But most importantly, this is a call-in radio show. If you have a phone, you can participate. The number is 888-627-6008. How about that? 888-627-6008. Or we can even say 888-627-6008. Well, anyhow, you know, it's time to reveal the truth about the true history of Earth. We've been lied to since birth, yeah. Even in the United States, where I'm talking from, hey, at the capital of the world here, New York City, you know, it used to be the most populous city in the world, but it still is the capital of the world, even though they pretty much shut down due to bad management by government. Man, don't blame it on the stupid virus. It's bad management by government in handling the situation. First of all, we have to blame the politicians, really, because they're supposed to be protecting us, keeping an eye on what's going on behind the scenes. And this whole coronavirus thing, this was cooked up by the mad scientists who work for the New World Order, who wants to kill 99% of the world, or at least 95% of the world. You know, maybe on a kind day or thought, they'll be satisfied with just killing 90% of us. But that's it. Those New World Order fanatics, they've been given a free hand to work all their dirty deeds behind the scenes, and they're bringing it to finality here in the final segment of the world takeover, and they're doing it with coronavirus, you know. I mean, you got to know it's fake stuff when Bill Gates holds the patent to coronavirus, the basic coronavirus, and Dr. Fake Fauci holds the patent for the COVID-19 version of coronavirus. That's it. Does that make any sense now, really? I mean, why are people allowed to hold patents on viruses, first of all? Why was this allowed to even go this far? Blame it on the government, you know? These bribe takers have sold out the human race, and they're everywhere, the bribe takers. I might have mentioned it before, but I got to keep on mentioning this. When the FBI and the CIA investigated the U.S. government a number of years ago to find out how many people in our government, 535 people of the that formed the U.S. Congress, they could only find two people that they could deem as being honest. Now, isn't that sad? I mean, of course, you know, if you grew up here in America, we've all known since childbirth that politicians are basically crooks. That's right. They're all crooks. And pretty much when the investigation was done, formally, it turned out to be that. If only 2 out of 535 people are honest in the U.S. Congress, or could be considered to be honest, they're all crooks, pretty much. And I hear the same, this is pretty much the same deal in other countries around the world, too, in Britain. They're just up with us. Maybe there's nobody honest in British government. And, of course, that survey was done back when Ron Paul was still part of the U.S. government. Now that he is no longer there, perhaps there's only one honest person left in government. Oh, well, so be it. Our mission, yeah, our mission. That's a kind of like code word that all corporations use, our mission, you know. And most missions are bad mission, but those of us who want to wake up the world, we're on the good mission, the mission to wake up humanity to the global shams that are going on, that are manipulating everybody in a bad way. And we're here to wake everyone up out of the Matrix. If you haven't seen the movie, go see it. You know, really, you need to understand that it's pretty sad that such a devious plot could be thought up against humanity, but we're in a kind of matrix. We're in a variety of matrixes. The sham going on is now is a matrix. And look how many people they've got believing this stuff. You know, I have to shake my head. I go out there and I see people riding around in automobiles by themselves wearing a mask. I mean, where's the logic there? There is none. In fact, these people that do that, they have been brainwashed by mainstream media, regular TV, and they believe that they have to wear a mask. In fact, they've been telling people now you should maybe wear a mask at home. And I guess that they do this, the people who think these things up and control the news. They want to just see how stupid people really are. And if you're driving around in a car wearing a mask, driving around, especially driving around a car by yourself wearing a mask, you are friggin' stupid. I don't know what else to say. It. I don't mean to be rude, but you are stupid. Think about what you're doing. There's no logic to what you're doing there. You know? There's no logic to everybody wearing masks either. It's harming everybody. I just have to speak this truth out. It's sickening. Literally, you're making yourself sick by wearing a mask. You're lowering your immune system, which will make you more liable to catch coronavirus in a bad way. And in fact, it's already been proven 99% of the people recover. And they're still trying to manipulate the facts and figures. Annoying. And and they're wrongfully brainwashing people into doing things they shouldn't be doing. Yeah, we get the idea, you know, sure, it can be dangerous to some people, and we understand, okay, well, you know, we'll be careful around people that are susceptible with weak immune systems. Okay, we'll do that out of a courtesy, but regular day-to-day living, this is a nonsense. You know, sure, we want to keep away from people who are coughing, because they might be coughing bad germs, but people have always been coughing throughout history, and people catch things when people cough. So if anybody, if you're coughing, and you shouldn't be out there in public if you're coughing right now, you know, and if you're coughing, you definitely should be wearing a mask. But outside of that, nobody else should be wearing a mask. Ridiculous rules. This is all about setting up the totalitarian government, getting you used to submitting to all kinds of ridiculous requests. And, of course, they're still trying to promote the vaccines. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. There is, when you have gained a true understanding of how the human body works, there is no logic to a vaccine. You know? This whole idea of the vaccine was thought up by mad scientists or stupid people that were just ignorant. You know, they thought they meant well. And as the old saying goes, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. And so true it is. You know, this idea that the physical body is all that makes up a human being is wrong. It's totally wrong. There's five overlaid bodies, you know, that make up a human being. The physical one is just one of them, you know? So unless you have an understanding of the other overlaying bodies that are invisible, you don't have a true understanding of what true health is. And I'm qualified to make that statement because I do have a good understanding of the overlaying bodies. And on top of that, just in regards to the physical body, hey, this is an educational show here, there are 35 different modalities of healing. Pharmaceutical medicine, if we can call it really medicine, I call it pharmaceutical concoctions, is just one of those modalities of dealing with your physical body. And many have said before, and I'll quote them, that the physical body is just ailments or telling you about energy blockages and other problems you have in your other bodies, the ones that overlay over the physical body, you know? And there's, of course, there's no talk about mind over matter, and that plays into the situation too. And then there's your spirit and how it can ask for assistance from the over-self. Yeah, you ever hear about the over-self? Well, you need to look into it, you know. And that's it. I've said it before and I'll say it again. God forbid some quack decides to call into my show and try to convince me about vaccines, he'll get the tongue lashing of his life. I'll ask him a few key questions, and when he isn't able to answer those questions, boy, would I love to talk to people like Fauci publicly and Gates publicly, because these people are misleading the whole damn world astray. And all they're concerned about is making money, you know? Billions to be made with their vaccines and stuff like that. But at the same time, they're willing along to play along with the New World Order and make sure that the vaccines, after they convince everyone you have to have them or bully people with oppressive laws to get them to take the vaccine, then they're going to taint it right at the factory beyond belief so that everyone will get sick and die. It's the plan. It's part of the New World Order. Look it up. Agenda 21. Depopulate the world. You know, I mean, really, wake the hell up, because your life is at stake. The life you might save may be your own. Understand there are psychopaths out there, New World Order agents, that their mission is to kill you. That's right. I'm not kidding around here. This is serious stuff. And the people that are supposed to be protecting us, they've all been bribed to look the other way and allow anything bad to happen to the regular people in humanity. That's right. National Security Agency, they're a bribed agency. CDC, for disease control, the CDC here in America, they're another bribed agency. They'll sell you out in a heartbeat, although they already have. And not to say that everyone is bad who works for that agency, but the people at the top who make the key decisions and put out the public information, they have all been bribed. They are all fully controlled, just like your U.S. Congress. They're all bribed by the big corporations. That's why they can never agree on anything. Of course, part of the problem, I told you, I've been telling people continuously, Washington Monument, it's a mind control device. Largest obelisk in the world. It's got a pyramid on top. Anything with a pyramid on top can be used as a mind control device. This is, we could call it futuristic science, but it's known science. It's been known for a long time by those who have access to what we could call it, the secret science, because it's basically kept away from the general public. Yeah, it's really bad. That's why every people are locked in the matrix. They're locked in the cell phone matrix. There's a funny video was out there, I don't know, a month ago. It's probably hard to find now. Somebody on Twitter, I think, called it Beach Milk, put it out. It shows you how society has been brainwashed with cell phones to the point where everything, you're living your life through the cell phone. You're not paying attention to life is passing you by, and you're in the cell phone matrix. That's it. You think that's reality, you know? And it's a trap. And it's a funny video. You know, people are walking, everybody's walking with their cell phone around, and hey, they're all walking off a cliff at the end. And that's basically the plan. And you're falling for it. Hey, this is an educational show, you know. How come you don't know anything about Atlantis? How come you don't know anything about the 12th planet or Nibiru? I bet a lot of you don't. And you should. What about the Lyrian Lyra, the constellation Lyra, the beings from the constellation Lyra called the Lyrians, and the beings from the star Sirius in the star system Sirius. There's a couple of binary stars, I think, and there might be even a third smaller one. The Sirian connection, you know, to the human race. The Lyrian-Syrian connections to the human race. How come you don't know about that? Well, if you do, hey, please call up and tell us more. We'd all like to know a little more about that. How many people out there listening to my voice understand that time travel is real? You know, I had it explained to me in a lecture back in, I think it was about 1995, probably, yeah, by somebody who worked on the time travel project from the Montauk follow-up, Montauk project, which was a follow-up to the Philadelphia experiment. And I went to one of his lectures, and he explained it quite easily, time travel. He used a sphere as an example of time, how you can pop in and out of it, and that it's easier. Easy as can be, really, once you learn how to do it and have the access to the knowledge of how to do it. And teleportation is real. You know, the first teleportation experiment happened here in America. It went from on the California coast out to some little town in New Jersey, less than 10 miles from Manhattan. That's right. That's when that was the first teleportation experiment, and it was a success. And, of course, teleportation and time travel, we got this information from the aliens, the extraterrestrials. And we've gotten other things like energy weapons. Yeah, we've got them from the extraterrestrials, too. In fact, the I think the Evens, E-V-I-N-S, Evens, kind of a brown or dark skinned humanoids. They from a place far, far away, a planet called Serpo, I believe. There's a book out on it. That's where I got my info on all this stuff going on around. But I had heard it before, but then I bought the book. You know, there's a lot of, you can learn a lot from reading books. And apparently, they shared with us the technology of energy weapons and other things. Plus, we had an exchange trip with, we secretly sent astronauts to their planet on a 10-year exchange program. They had a few of them sent here. And this was back in, I think, 1953, something like that. And of course, it was the live aliens from the Roswell crash, the one live alien, I believe, who lived until 1952, probably just in time for President Eisenhower to see that alien. And there was, of course, the other famous meeting with President Eisenhower. What's his name? The famous alien Thor. I believe it was. But who was supposedly from Venus. The plenty of U.S. history has been, and world history has been kept from us. All these secret projects going on. And we weren't told anything about it until recently. You know, people that were on these secret projects, finally, enough years went by, they felt it was okay to reveal the truth. And that's how a lot of this information has been trickling out. Meanwhile, the sham for the general public continues, and you know they're still searching for life with the with the antennas out there, looking for signals. Yeah, even though the aliens have been here for thousands of years, if not hundreds of thousands of years, and there's I've mentioned it before, perhaps, but there's. There's a great video out there from the Academy of Future Science where the Dr. Hertog is being interviewed. Who's Dr. Hertog? He's the one who wrote the book, The Keys of Enoch. Great book to read. You'll learn a lot about ETs there and about how our universe works and who some of the key players are. But he was being interviewed. This is back in 1993. It's on I have it on a VHS tape. That's right. Before they had DVDs, things used to be put on VHS tape. And he mentioned there was, back in 1993, there was something like 147. The U.S. government was in contact with 147 different ET races. Well, how come you didn't know about that? Boy, have we been kept in the dark. 147 ET races. Well, maybe it was 143, whatever. You get the general picture here. But it continues, you know. And as the newer information has trickled out, a new breed of bad guys visited our Earth, a new group of archons. Back in 1996. Why didn't we hear that on mainstream media news? Hey, Earth has been invaded by the Archons. It would have been better off for the general public and all of us if it had been shared. Of course, that's how these extraterrestrials and their puppets, New World Order people, you think you're running the show, but you're not. It's the ETs that are running the show. They're mind-controlling you. Maybe you should wake up and pledge your allegiance to the human race and stop pledging it to extraterrestrials that look at us as just nothing but slave labor and want to control us. Yeah, they've given you a few positions of authority and put you in the elite group. You know, they've set you up in the elite group. But it's the ETs who are really calling the shots, you know. Why don't you wake up, New World Order people, and pledge your allegiance to the human race? Or, I mean, some of you might be reptilians disguised as humans, and I can see why you're not going to want to pledge your allegiance to the human race. And so be it. But that's the real story, what I'm telling you here. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Here's a bit of, I think, a tribute I picked up along the way. I think one of these Evans spaceship was spotted traveling around Saturn, and the measurements taken said it was 50,000 miles wide. Wow, what a giant mothership that is. But we'll have to rely on somebody else's calculations to in regards to that story, you know. As the joke goes, you know, these people that don't want, that want to pretend that there are no invisible beings, are no spirit entities, even though it can be logically explained why there are, but there's plenty of idiots out there that would like to, you know, think that if they can't see it, it's not there, you know. And, of course, their classic statement is, I don't see any invisible beings. Yeah, well, that's why you don't see them, because they're invisible. Let's just move on. Hey, and the 24/7, we're getting bombarded with the 5G, especially in the big cities, you know. You're safer out in the country. But people, I've advised everybody before, but I'll, you know, as a public service, I'll advise everyone again, get yourself a microwave frequency meter and find out how much bad vibrations you are getting subjected to. And the only way you're going to know that is with the meter, or if you start getting sick, you know. That's another reason why a lot of people are, immune systems are down, and they're succumbing to death via a stupid little virus that they shouldn't, even with a bad immune system, be dying as much as they are. And we can blame that on the 5G. You know, it weakens your immune system in countless ways, destroys your health in countless ways, which also taxes your immune system. And even though real doctors and scientists knew that this was going to be create a lot of tragic problems with the health of human beings, they've been lobbying the Congress for years, and they're getting nowhere fast. That's right. The knowledge is known that this is harmful, but you're not going to hear about that truthful knowledge on mainstream media. How do these people friggin' sleep? Yeah, they got the newscasters, the teleprompter readers. Yeah, they're making so much money, they can't worry about it. Yeah, too busy counting their money, I guess, you know. Big celebrities now, you know. They're out there, and they're glorified by their own network as, hey, look at this. Here's our great celebrity bringing you the fake news. He's reading off a teleprompter, and his job, he's getting paid big money to read in a pleasant tone, or she's getting paid to read in a pleasant tone whatever on that teleprompter, whether it's true or not. Just read it as if it is true. And this is what mainstream media is now. Plus, there are no more journalists, live ones, you know, or working for major papers. Not that there are too many papers left, but all the papers are trash, pretty much. Except for one. I'll tell you about that in a minute, but I know it's not the New York Times anymore, you know. Why don't we talk a real conversation here? How can we talk about people being journalists when all newspapers have editors? Well, the editor becomes the dictator. So you can have the best fact-finding journalist in the world, and when he gets back to report his story to the people he works for, the editor, who's being influenced by bribe money, obviously, will ice anything that isn't supposed to go out there according to the New World Order. And that's where it's at. And if he makes a big stink about that, the journalist gets fired. So he has to go along with the program, pretty much. And then we know there's certain things they do not talk about in newspapers or on mainstream media. They don't talk about the hazards of the 5G microwave frequencies. They don't talk about the chemtrails spraying poison into the air we breathe. They don't talk about the GMOs, all the negative things that they're creating. They don't talk about the energy weapons that destroyed Paradise, California. Yeah. I don't know. Who should we thank for that? Should we thank the Evens, those extraterrestrials known as the Evens, for giving us the particle beam weapon technology? Huh? Should we thank them? Yeah, because without that technology, they couldn't have destroyed Paradise so easily with energy weapons, probably. Or maybe somebody else would have sold this, the technology, or traded it for something. And who else should we thank? I would thank the politicians for all the bad things happening, because they listen to whatever the New World Order bribes them to do, or the corporations who are part of the New World Order now, the big corporations, you know, the monopoly corporations, the big tech giants, big pharma. Of course, they're part of the New World Order. And it's all a big sham, you know? I mean, really. And I don't know if I mentioned this once in a while. I'm on Twitter, that's right. You know, I'm out there, and I'm following, a certain amount of people. I get a certain amount of followers and all that. But what I've noticed, I've been on Twitter for like 2 years now, what I've noticed basically is there's a lot of important information out there, but everybody's kind of preaching to the choir. I don't think too many people are getting woken up by all the great stuff that's out there on Twitter. The best way for the people to get woken up is for there to be a mainstream media network, a new one, not owned by corporations, not controlled by the New World Order, but by decent people, or at least one billionaire who is willing to have the truth spoken on his network. And that would be the best way to wake everybody up quickly, you know? I mean, it would be so easy to put together. And then we could finally have some rebuttals to all the fake news by all the fake news agencies, because we would have one main broadcasting center. You know, have to have a good security system, because they would be trying to take it down every day. But it could be done. All we need is one honest billionaire in this world to set this up. You got to wonder, why hasn't President Trump done this, you know? He just keeps complaining about mainstream media and fake news. He has enough money. He could have started his own network, you know? But then he might not be able, but willing to speak the truth, you know? There's got to be one billionaire in this world that has the money to set up a new broadcasting network, like free TV. You know, it's got to be broadcasted out there, because there's a large percentage of the world wants that free TV, and they want to be able to turn on the boob tube and get the free TV. You know, because that's how it started out. You know, poor people in England have to pay a TV tax. And who are they stuck with? The BBC, which is, you know, a traitorous organization. They're dedicated to false, fake information and one-sided stories that the New World Order tells them, here's how you're going to side the story and manipulate the facts. And the BBC, oh, they're already taker on that. They've sold the English people out, and they're trying to con us in America here, too. I actually do watch BBS News America, and boy, are they biased, you know? They love interviewing people that hate President Trump, you know? And those are the only people they interview. They love interviewing people, the quack doctors that want to go along and give the general public all the wrong information about the coronavirus and what the people should be doing. They love interviewing, you know, they're New World Order puppets. And they have their anchor people that try to be pleasant and nice, and they win you over with that. They con you, you know. That's how the whole game is played. It's a big con game. Let's find somebody with a pleasant personality who likes to be friendly to the camera or the audience, and people will believe them because they're friendly and nice. And all they are nowadays, you know, every one of these people on the networks, they're all teleprompter readers. None of them are real, you know. Their personalities might be real, but the information that they spew out to you, the listener, the watcher, is all manipulated information to brainwash you to think what they want you to think. So I'm back to the my same statement again. Hey, you the listeners, perhaps you know somebody who knows somebody, or perhaps you know some billionaire personally. Well, it's time for these people, if there's one decent billionaire in the world, to set up a broadcasting network, and that should be enough money, a billion or so, to set up a broadcasting network on a global basis. And if, by the way, if that person is found, have them get in touch with the radio station here, BBS Radio, and then they can get in touch with me personally, you know? And or they can call in if they are willing to call into a radio show, but that might be beneath a billionaire. We know how it is when you're that rich. No, I'm not going to call you. You call me. Well, I don't have your number, or I'd be calling you. But there's got to be one billionaire in this world that's willing to do the right thing, you know, use that money to set up one honest broadcasting network, and we can wake up the whole human race in a very, very short time with that one network. And before you try to set it up, after you've made up your mind, Mr. Billionaire, you want to do this, be sure you get in contact with me, because I am a cost efficiency expert and a security expert, and I'll tell you how to set it up so you don't get taken down quickly once the truth starts being spoken. And boy, does the truth need to start being spoken. You know, it really does. There's ways to even, make it a profitable broadcasting network, too. There's plenty of inventors with original products in this world just looking for an opportunity to sell their original products on a network willing to, give them a little bit of cheap advertising. Or there's other ways to do this, you know. If you've got a 24/7 broadcasting network, it doesn't all have to be news. It can be entertainment. And in the entertainment, you showcase the products, you know. Accomplish a few things at the same time. Share the profits on a fair basis. You know, if everything was done fairly and respectfully for everyone involved, we wouldn't have any problems in this world. The problems arise when the elite try to rule over the peasants and try to hog all the money and profit for themselves, and plus abuse us with ridiculous laws to keep us suppressed. That's why we have problems. But a new day is coming, you know. Things are going to change. I don't know how many people out there know about the other dimensions of reality. Why wouldn't you have taught that in high school or something? In fact, you could have even been taught that in junior high school, about the other dimensions of reality. You know, the one we're in here is called physical reality, otherwise known as the third dimension, or combination of the first three dimensions, you know, and supposedly there's 12 basic dimensions, you know, and each dimension is separated by a veil of light. Everything is made out of light. Why hasn't the human race been told that? You know, it's a fact. All this, you know, you're told everything about the details except the big picture, you know. You're told about the atoms and the protons and the neutrons and the subatomic particles, but all of them are made out of light, L-I-G-H-T. And we're talking about the original, faster vibrating light. It's all made out of light. You're made out of light. I'm made out of light. Everything in the universe is made out of light. You know, sometimes there's a lot of information going out that, well, tachyon particles. Well, even tachyon particles are made out of light. You know, the single source of all there is that sometimes referred to as God or those who personally connect with the Trinity of Paradise, known as the Heavenly Father, the Eternal Son, and the Infinite Spirit, which are, we could say, God dividing himself up into a Trinity, that single source of all there is pure, white, fast, supersonic, fast-moving light. And everything that in existence extends out of that light. Therefore, everything is made out of light. You know? I mean, it's not that difficult to... I just explained it for you right there. Well, why haven't you been told that? Why haven't the scientists been told that? No, everything's been one of the control techniques, compartmentalized. Yeah. Yeah, that's the word for it. And unfortunately, people are locked in a matrix. Well, you know, we've been brainwashed to be locked in a matrix. And then there's the inner earth and the human race of the inner earth, and there's other races living inside the planet too. And then there's the spirit beings. Yeah, spirit beings exist too. You know, they have vague descriptions of them. Angels, probably considered spirit beings. But there are spirit beings that have no shape or form. They just have a consciousness. I mean, they're out there. They've been explained. Everything I'm telling you, the information is out there already. You know, everything is known already. Let me just set everybody straight here. Everything is known, whether you know it or not. Everything is known. That's right. And if the information isn't here on Earth, it's found somewhere else in the universe. In fact, the true history of Earth isn't all here on Earth. It has to be accessed from the universe records. And even they don't have all the information. There are certain idiosyncrasies of life on Earth that are known here in the memories of the collective consciousness, we could say. But, and they're all parts of the big picture puzzle, you know? Every little dot is like a pixel of a picture. Hey, the name of the show is Connect the Dots. This is your host, Tom Edison. Kind of like the inventor, but that's my real name. And, hey, you got nothing to do. And just to show you what kind of a caring, considerate person and knowledgeable person, check out my website, 2020presidenttomedison.com. And right there on the home page, you'll see that I'm advocating that the quickest way to deal with this coronavirus sham is to use a giant tuning fork, so to speak. Vibrational frequencies are the way to deal with the coronavirus. Anything can be killed with the correct vibrational frequency. And we want to get, kind of kill this virus off, and then, you know, it's just common sense, you know. All we need is a little research into determining the frequency of the virus, and sure, there are ways to do that. As a matter of fact, you know, I put in for a grant to do the research myself. I know how to orchestrate this to happen and how to get it done real quickly. Whether I get the grant money or not, you know, who knows? I mean, let's face it, Big Pharma is monopolizing all the grant money right now, which also, it really comes out of your taxpayers' money. Isn't that funny? Big Pharma is using your tax money so they can kill you with their concoctions. I mean, it's just a sad joke or what, but it's a joke. Joke being played on you, the human race, the common man. In fact, talk about the common man. Everybody should go to YouTube and check out my song, The Common Man. It basically spells out for you what's been going on for a long time and still is, you know? Talks about what's planned, too. They want to put the chip in your arm, the vaccination, so they can keep track of you. Plus, they want to change your DNA, too. It's all going to be in the upcoming vaccine. And meanwhile, mainstream news media, they're all talking about, oh, the hope for a vaccine, yeah. And little do you know, the unsuspecting a human or the unsuspecting sheeple, little do you know that it's all planned what they're going to do. They've even publicly, psychopaths like Gates has even publicly stated what's going to be in this vaccine. It's going to be DNA, artificial DNA to change you as a human being. This is why there's a warning far back in, I don't know, it's about 1930 years ago, 1,930 years ago, roughly, when the book of the Revelation was given to one of Jesus' disciples. And he wrote it down. It was given to him by angels. And he wrote it down, and it became known as the Book of the Revelation, and it was put in the Bible. And most people don't realize the Bible was put together, I think it was 325 A.D. And it was an edited version of truth already. But the Book of the Revelation doesn't seem to be edited. It seems to be because they themselves probably didn't understand it, but the bit about the mark of the beast. Well, this vaccine is going to have the mark of the beast, and if they're putting something in it to change your normal DNA into something other, you know, God only knows what it is, but it'll be something bad, and that's why you're warned not to take the mark of the beast. And they're conning you in all kinds of lies that this is something good for you. It's not. And, of course, there'll be the tracking chip in there. So they'll know wherever you are. Big Brother wants to know where you are all the time. The only being that really has a right to know where everyone is all the time is God himself. And if you hear me say God himself, don't take that wrongly. That doesn't mean God is a male. If you know your real universe history, you know that in the beginning, God is pure spirit. There was no male or female. The identification of using what's now referred to as a male pronoun was just the way, was the first identification of a personality. There was no male or female. Male or female doesn't come into the picture until we get down to the Creator's sons, you know, which are a combination of two of the Trinity. You know, this information is out there. Why don't you know about it, you know? I mean, really? That's why we need a broadcasting network that is ready to reveal all the important points so you can wake up and understand the governments of the world today are your enemy. You know? They've played along with keeping you in the dark. They've listened to all the secret groups, and they have bribed them to keep you in the dark. And they've played along with this, and that's why you're still in the dark, because of the crooked politicians. The whole slate needs to be wiped clean. You know, everybody in government now, when it comes to election time, none of them should be reelected, because none of them are doing anything for you, the general public. And, this is the reality, but we the people have to do something, because if we leave it up to government, they've already sold us out. They're going to look the other way and stab us in the back at the same time, because that's what big money is telling them to do. And all they care about is their slimy little cells. They're going to allow psychopaths to destroy the DNA of the human race and as many people as possible. And perhaps, the warning is very serious. Perhaps if you allow your DNA to be altered, you'll be cheated out of eternity. Did you ever think about that? Why would you want to take such a risk like that? Just like the stupid commercials, all the big pharma commercials on free TV out there, or on all TV probably. They're everywhere. They all tell you, well, how'd you like to get rid of your acne? But this same concoction of ours that'll help you get rid of your acne might do 20 bad things to you. Why in your right mind would you want to do take a chance on that for something stupid like acne, and try one of their dangerous products? Well, it's the same thing with this upcoming vaccine. Why do you want to risk your life, maybe your soul, maybe your ability to evolve into eternity? You might cancel that out by taking this vaccine. That's how dangerous it is. Plus, it'll probably make you sick and die right away. But it'll change your DNA before you die, and then you might not be able to go the normal route of progression into the universe. Once we get beyond the physical reality, we move into eternity. It starts very early, and the that's the goal. We all want to be in the eternal existence where time has no meaning, except for a coordination of things in motion. It's known 570 different bodies we can move into. And it's only these ones here on Earth that have this very limited lifespan. But things are happening real fast. This is the final battle we're in now. It's an undeclared war, but it's a war going on. It's being fought on the spiritual level. It's being fought on the physical level. And it's being fought by the ETs against the human race. And it's time to stand up and fight against it with your every breath that you can put out there. And, of course, that's what they're trying to take away, your breath now. Look, they got you wearing a mask. Well, that's taking away some of your breath. And I've told everyone before, and you should have, well, don't take my word for it, look into yourself. Your breath is half your life force. They're suffocating you now with laws that you should not be obeying. When evil laws are put forth, we all have a right. You ever hear the document called the Magna Carta? Yeah, it gives us the right to a lawful rebellion against evil. When government has become that corrupt, we have a right to rebel against the evil that's being perpetrated upon us by evil government. And your government is participating in killing you with stupid decisions. All these lockdowns and forcing people to wear masks destroys your health. Anybody who's a governor right now, anybody, all of the governors, don't even think of reelecting them. We should tell them right now, because of how you just helped destroy our great world, how you're helping to destroy humanity with your ignorance and listening to quack doctors that are nothing but plants from the New World Order, because you're allowing this to happen and using your authority to make all bad decisions, you know, you don't have a right to be elected ever again. You proved yourself to be stupid, uncaring about real knowledge, and obviously, you're probably all bribe takers because you're listening to the quacks and the New World Order propaganda scientists that whose agenda is to kill us all, you know? And if you get up in front of the camera and you got your mask on, you're misleading everyone, you know? You're basically asking people to jump off a cliff and saying, look, hey, I'm ready to jump off the cliff. Jump off the cliff with me. Well, that's about how stupid this whole thing is. Anyhow, I just had to say that. You know, I guess everybody is... everybody is caught up in the Matrix, but we're taking down the Matrix. Let it be known. There's a new reality taking out old reality, and there's revolution. This line waiting around the corner, and it's going to have to play itself out because we have to save ourselves. I've got a song out there on YouTube called Ain't No Justice. The key phrase in that song, everybody should check it out just to hear the message. There ain't no justice except what you make for yourself. And that's the situation we're in. Seriously, I write songs that have meaning to it. I write lyrics that are meaningful. I write party songs, too. I've got 18 of them out there now. But the common man, it's social political commentary at its best, better than anything Dylan ever wrote. Yeah, I can say that because I've got the song recorded and I've got it out there. And another song better than anything Dylan ever wrote, Ain't No Justice. The message there is paramount to what's happening now. Get an education and listen to those songs. You know, I'm not making any money off it. You can watch the videos for free on YouTube. The Common Man and Ain't No Justice by me, Tom Edison. You can find it. It's out there on YouTube. You know, go to YouTube.com, click on the music choice, and then in the information bar, put in the name of the songs. My most recent one is Educational, White Dots and Light Trails. It has photographs that were taken back in the 50s when people still had cameras that used real film, you know? And those cameras were able to capture things that we normally can't see with our eyes. Watch the video, get an education. And I put music behind it to make it more entertaining. What else can I say? Hey, I'm doing my part to break us out of the Matrix. And, hey, if you're a guitar player, the song is Let Me Coax You On. You'll hear some of the... such great guitar playing in this song, Let Me Coax You On. It's almost enough to raise the dead, bring Jimi Hendrix out of the grave to come and listen to it. That's how great the guitar playing in this song is. Hey, don't take my word for it. Listen to yourself and judge. Hey, if it's not, hey, call me next week and tell me it's not, okay? I'm not worried about it. I just know it's good. And it's entertaining because of the video. You know, great video makes music even sound better. Hey, Pink Floyd proved that long ago, if you ever went to any of their shows. Well, we are coming to the end of the show. And hey, all I gotta say is do your part to help us all take down the matrix. You know, start educating yourself and educating your friends. Find out the truth. There's a lot of truth floating around on the internet there. You find some of it, latch on to it, pass it on to your friends. And start talking in public about it. Because we all have to work together to save ourselves from being dragged down into a deeper matrix. We're at war now. Our governments are public enemy number one. And that's a fact, and nobody can prove otherwise. And, okay, we're going to do the countdown and take you out of here with my music that you can also listen to and watch the cool videos with it on the internet. End of the song, Are You the Party in Kind? Followed by my anthem, I Gotta Be Somebody. It could be your anthem, too. Listen to the words. Go out on YouTube.com and watch the videos. It's there free for your entertainment enjoyment. Here we go, Mr. Engineer. Take us out of here now. Here's the countdown. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Just a statistic. I don't want to be just a nobody. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody to feel alive. I don't want to be no John Doe. I don't want to grow just to be old. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. My stand without being made clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stopped and looked cause I caught their eye. I don't wanna be nobody's slave. I don't wanna join in my grave. Gotta be somebody or I won't be satisfied. Gotta be somebody. Without being it clear to the world my ideas, and all those people that had walked on by now stop to look cause I caught their eye.